There's some good news for agriculture in the budget.
Right, and there are things that I really advocated for. First-time funding ever, $500,000 to the Rodale Research Institute. Rodale Research is the premier organic and sustainability agriculture research organization in the United States, and it's right in my district. So, you know, people are looking for sustainable food. The organic movement continues to grow, and so giving them some more funding for research, I think, will help to increase the supply of those foods and make sure that we get that information available to more farmers. And we were also able to put back into the budget $1 million for the Fresh Food Financing Initiative, another item that I was a prime sponsor on. And this is to ensure that we have funding to put grocery stores and stores that will have more complete fresh foods available to urban dwellers, but also to folks in rural areas where they might have to drive 40 miles to get to a grocery store that, you know, handles the kinds of foods that are healthy and nutritious. So I'm very excited to see that, and we hope to see more stores being built as a result of that funding.
And then the dairy industry is getting a boost as well.
Right. Money has been allocated for research and development into helping the dairy industry survive this downturn that they're experiencing right now. We're looking at processing capacity in the Commonwealth. How do we increase that so that the milk that we have can be made into products like cheese, perhaps, or specialty milk drinks and many other products that consumers want, and that we have a great market here, but we need a boost from the state to help jumpstart that research. So that's very exciting news.